Now the lamp looked so old and dirty that Aladdin's mother began to rub it, wishing to brighten it a little, that it might fetch a higher price. But no sooner had she given it the first rub than a huge dark figure slowly rose from the floor like a wreath of smoke until it reached the ceiling, towering above them.
"What is thy will?" it asked. "I am the slave of the lamp, and must do the bidding of him who holds the lamp."
The moment the figure began to rise from the ground, Aladdin's mother was so terrified that she fainted away. But Aladdin managed to snatch the lamp from her, although he could scarcely hold it in his own shaking hand.
"Fetch me something to eat," he said, in a trembling voice, for the terrible genie was glaring down upon him.
The slave of the lamp disappeared in a cloud of smoke, but in an instant he was back again, bringing with him a most delicious breakfast, served upon plates and dishes of pure gold. By this time, Aladdin's mother had recovered, but she was almost too frightened to eat, and begged Aladdin to sell the lamp at once, for she was sure it had something to do with evil spirits. But Aladdin only laughed at her fears, and said he meant to make use of the magic lamp and wonderful ring, now that he knew their worth. As soon as they again wanted money, they sold the golden plates and dishes, and when these were all gone, Aladdin ordered the genie to bring more, and so they lived in comfort for several years. Now Aladdin had heard a great deal about the beauty of the Sultan's daughter, and he began to long so greatly to see her that he could not rest. He thought of a great many plans, but they all seemed impossible, for the princess never went out without a veil, which covered her entirely. At last, however, he managed to enter the palace and hide himself behind a door, peeping through a chink when the princess passed to go to her bath. The moment Aladdin's eyes rested upon the beautiful princess, he loved her with all his heart, for she was as fair as the dawn of a summer morning.
"Mother," he cried when he reached home, "I have seen the princess, and I have made up my mind to marry her. Thou shalt go at once to the Sultan and beg him to give me his daughter."
Aladdin's mother stared at her son and then began to laugh at such a wild idea. She was almost afraid that Aladdin must be mad, but he gave her no peace until she did as he wished.